This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. President Trump returns to the White House from Walter Reed Medical Center. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the president as he departed for the White House after being treated for COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly.
Thank you very much, sir.
Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how the U.S. Supreme Court opened their new term Monday.
The Supreme Court began its new term Monday by remembering the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Roberts, who continues to lead the court by telephone due to COVID-19, said the justices would hold a full memorial service for Ginsburg once they returned to the courtroom. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 infections have shut down the U.S. Senate, but the Senate Republicans say they will not delay confirmation of President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. They're even willing to make special arrangements so six senators can vote. Democrats are protesting but appear powerless to stop them. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll go to Capitol Hill in a moon suit to vote if he still has the virus. The push to put conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett on the high court before November 3rd is like nothing seen in U.S. history. This is VOA News. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on bringing potential vaccines for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines be followed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration confirmed the move Monday evening, saying the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people, based on current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases, says tallied by both WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. Experts have long said that the number of confirmed cases greatly underestimates the true figure. French authorities have placed the Paris region on maximum virus alert as the number of infections increase rapidly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Starting on Tuesday, bars will be closed in Paris and its suburbs, while student parties and all other festive and family events in locations open to the public will be banned. City officials consider bars to be major infection hotspots because patrons don't respect social distancing rules as much. Restaurants will only remain open under strict conditions, which include a minimum 3 foot distance between each table, groups limited to 6 people instead of 10 previously, and a request to register customers' names and phone numbers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The violent conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan continues after the former accused the latter of firing missiles into the capital of the separatist territory, Nagorno-Karabakh. Wow. Azerbaijan said several of its towns and its second largest city were attacked. Iran, which borders both countries, said it was working on a peace plan in a decades-old conflict, but it is also warning against any fighting spilling into its territory. The conflict reignited September 27th and killed scores on both sides. Nagorno-Karabakh lies in Azerbaijan, but has been under control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since the end of a separatist war in 1994. Residents of the Nagorno-Karabakh told a Russian news agency that parts of the territorial capital were suffering shortages of electricity and gas after the strikes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Music.